were late. Only maybe 5 of us was not late. So don't feel bad.
It's in the highway in the hour.
Bechavot. Next week, Shir Lag Bomer?
No.
Next week, no, Shir Lag Bomer.
Chofesh.
No, we'll come see you for the fire.
Since you're not going to be sure next week, so this coming Sunday is Pesach Sheni. It's a holiday. The question was, is it a holiday? So the Torah tells us, the second year we came out of Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them Israel, told Moshe to tell them Israel to celebrate Pesach. By the way, we have to see how important it is, Pesach, that really the whole Jewish calendar runs on Pesach. We have a leap year. Next year is a leap year. What's the purpose of a leap year? The purpose is that the Gemara says, that Hashem tells us in the Torah, Shamor et Chodesh Aviv. You have to watch out the month that spring starts. Pesach always must be in the spring, in the springtime. So, therefore, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to go by the moon, and if you would go by the moon, it's like Ramadan Yimach Shemam, sometimes comes in the winter, sometimes comes in the summer. Therefore, we have to have a leap year in order to fix the moon with the sun at the same time. But the Torah tells us, our year calendar goes by the moon. And since we go by the moon, so the weather will change on Pesach. Sometimes Pesach is April, sometimes Pesach is this, sometimes Pesach is cold, sometimes Pesach is hot. I say you should know what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from you is that Pesach should try to be in the springtime. Therefore, we make a leap year. So the whole calendar that we have runs on so-called spring. Therefore, we have leap year. So it means the Kadosh Baruch Hu worries about one thing, spring. He worries about spring. The Torah says it, Shamor et Chodesh Aviv Kivu Yaseh B'Mitzrayim. Not only that happened to be like this, Hashem tells us Shamor. So Gemara says Shamor means like Lot HaSeh. It means the Kadosh Baruch Hu demands it from us. Hayom Atim Yotzim B'Chodesh Aviv. We say every day, and Kadesh Te, Hayom Atim Yotzim B'Chodesh Aviv. You go out, the Torah emphasizes Aviv, Aviv, spring, 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 spring. And the whole calendar is on this. So of course the question is, what is so important? What's so important? So Gemara says, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Am Yisrael, look, look. Look, I was so nice to you. I took you out of Egypt. There was no winter, there was no summer, there was a spring. The truth of the matter is, says that the Gemara says, the Zohar says, that since we had the cloud cover us in the desert, the weather was always 70 degrees. Between 67 and 72. All the time. So it's not such a big thing Hashem took us out of Egypt in the springtime. Anyway, it was the spring. This is right away after we left, a few days after. Already 2 days later. Already we had spring. And Sukkot. We got there at the cloud already. So it's not such a big thing that Hashem took us out of the springtime. That Hashem wants us to remember. Remember, I took you out in the springtime. Therefore, the whole calendar, the whole thing, the Jewish calendar, runs on the spring. Run on Pesach, but Pesach has to be in the springtime. Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, doesn't matter when you have it. Doesn't matter. Hashem doesn't care less when is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is going to be wintry weather, to be summery weather. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. But Pesach has to be spring. What? Why? Hashem took us because Hashem took us in Egypt. That time was spring. Okay, big deal. So, therefore, you have the whole calendar runs on this. Very strange. So comes the Torah and says, you know, the second day we came out of Egypt, Hashem told us to make Pesach for springtime. And Torah tells us that a few people came to Moshe and said, listen, we couldn't purify ourselves. Gemara has a few opinions why, what happened. There came a few people, there's no There's no number. We don't know. Maybe two, maybe three, maybe four, maybe five. We don't know. So a few people, I mean, Israel at the time, you know, 600,000 people between age 20 and 60, and who knows how many of them, older, younger, but millions of people, millions of people. So a few people came to Moshe and said to Moshe, listen, it's time to do Pesach, we understand, but for Pesach you have to be pure. So it means somebody touched that person, he has to go through this process, that you have to sprinkle on him ashes from the red cow, and he has to go to mikveh, and we cannot make it. So therefore Moshe says, so what is you, what's you? So we're talking about, you know, a few people, you know, two, three people. We're not talking about over here a few hundred thousand people, a few million people. I said, we cannot do it. So Moshe says, so what do you want? So we would like to have another date. We may have a date. What's the matter? Somebody cannot make Rosh Hashanah, or cannot be Yom Kippur for any reason. He doesn't feel well. He doesn't feel well, or something happened to him. And he comes to Moshe, says, listen, we need a second date. We need a second date. What does it mean? You want to do Purim another time? You want to do Hanukkah another time? Who has such a thing? There's a thing. We had a set calendar. Whenever the holiday falls, this is the holiday. You missed it? You missed it. Doesn't matter. It was emergency, or you couldn't make it, or you forgot about it. Doesn't matter. This was a thing. Listen, I wasn't ready for the holiday. I couldn't find the lulav. Okay, so I'll make a sukkot a few weeks later when I find the lulav. I couldn't find matzah. I'll have Pesach, you know, after a few weeks later. I couldn't fast Yom Kippur during another time. Who had such a thing? No such thing. Besides, who cares about this? There are a few people, two people came. You're talking about millions of people here. So millions of people are going to celebrate Pesach. Two of you, three of you couldn't make it. Okay, so nothing happened. It was an emergency, right? Somebody came to me and said, it's an emergency. It's an emergency. We couldn't purify ourselves. We couldn't because somebody died. The Gemara said somebody died. It was a mitzvah. Somebody doesn't matter. Somebody said, we couldn't make it. So we couldn't make it. We couldn't make it. So what's it? Lama nigara. I said, how are we going to lose? How can you lose? What do you mean? You couldn't make it. You couldn't make it. What do you mean, lama? How can you lose? You couldn't come to Bet HaKnesset to hear shofar. It's okay. I need another date for shofar. This is not a court case with a ticket with the police. I need another court date. This is a holiday. It's finished. The day is over. What do you want to do? No. Moshe said, you know what? Let me ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, the Torah Hashem said, you know what? What happened to you? They're right. We have given them another date a month later. A month later? What has to be a month later? Why has to be a month later? Next week. What has to be a month later? I can't make Pesach. Okay. Can't make Pesach. Okay. I'll give you another date. When is the next week? Next week. When are you going to be pure? When can you go to Mikveh? Next week you can go to Mikveh. Okay, next week is Pesach. No. Exactly a month later, you tell it beyond this coming Sunday, it's called Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is the people that cannot make Pesach Rishon, they became a new holiday in the calendar. A new holiday, if somebody could not make it, he can make, Hashem gives him a second date. How come no other holiday has it? Every holiday should have it. Every holiday should have it. And if you cannot make it, you have a second date. You couldn't go to come to Knesset Rosh Hashanah. Come to Moshe, say, listen, Moshe, I couldn't make Rosh Hashanah. I couldn't make it. So? Only I couldn't come to Sukkot. Okay, I want another date. No, not such thing. Only Pesach Sheni. So a month later, not 29 days later, not 31 days later, exactly 1 month later, Yud Daled Beyar, this coming Sunday, they're going to slaughter it. Really, the matzot we don't eat. People eat the matzot on Sunday. It's a big mistake. The matzot you have to eat at night. On Yud Daled Beyar, they slaughter it. But you don't eat it. Eat it at night. It's Sunday night, they're going to eat it. We have Bet HaMikdash. We have Zechur Bet HaMikdash. So, on Sunday, we're going to slaughter the Korban Pesach. Depends, not exactly, but let's assume. I'm not going to go into the halachot of this. So, only at night you eat it. It's like Pesach Rishon. Pesach was in Shabbat, right? So, Friday afternoon, we slaughter the sheep, and Friday night we ate it. The same thing over here. You don't be here on Sunday. Sunday you're going to slaughter it, but you're really going to eat it at night. Sunday, if somebody wants to have matzah, the matzah you eat at night, you don't eat during the day. During the days before, you're not allowed to have it before. You can't have it before. So the second date for Korban Pesach, let's just say, come the Torah, come the Gemara, and says, well, let me tell you something. This Pesach Sheni is a holiday, we're not going to say Tachanun. But it's Tachanun, what holiday is this? This is a holiday for who? The people could not celebrate the first Pesach. They have a chance the second. So what is your holiday for you? Why you say, don't sit Tachanun? What is it? Some people will not sit it Katchat Tzedek. On Shabbat afternoon, they are also not going to say it. Machloket about it. I said, what is this? It's a holiday coming up. What's the holiday? Holiday for those people who could not purify themselves. So the second day, so excuse me. So what are you? Did you celebrate the first Pesach? Yeah, I did. I said, what do you don't say Tachanun? What's the holiday for you? It's not a holiday for you. Maybe it's a holiday for the people that couldn't still participate the first Pesach. Okay, so they have a chance the second Pesach. So for them, it's a holiday. You should not say Tachanun. What do you have to do Tachanun with this? What's not Tachanun? What's now the Gemara says it's a major difference between first Pesach and second Pesach. This this Sunday, for the people that could not make the first Pesach, they have to bring a sheep, a goat, do the same system. But they don't have to do Bdikat Chametz. Now in Bdikat Chametz, Imo Bachilato. And so you can have on the table, you can have pita and bagel and lax and everything that you want. And then you have a little matzah with a little piece of meat roasted from the Korban Pesach with a little maror. You eat it. There's 27 grams of each. You swallow it. And then immediately a bagel. Chametz and Pesach. Yes. Pesach Sheni, you're allowed to have chametz. How come? Why? Why? Torah warns us all the time. Chametz. You cannot slaughter the sheep on the first Pesach, if anybody owns the Chametz. Not the Shochet, not the people. People are nominated on the sheep, and they say, this is my sheep for Pesach. As one of these people have Chametz in his possession, you cannot be nominated. It says, go, you go to, you don't belong to us. So what do you mean I don't belong to you? I'm a Jewish. Yeah, but you have Chametz. So what if I have Chametz? What Chametz has to do? I have Chametz in Chattanooga, Tennessee. What has to do with you? I mean, Beit HaMikdash now. Sir, did you do Bdikat Chametz? Did you do Bitul Chametz? He says, what difference does it make now? Now it's Pesach. I have no Chametz on me. I need no Chametz. I'm here. I have Matzot, Padatz Yerushalayim, and I have Maro. I have Korban Pesach. He says, sir, you have Chametz in Chattanooga. He says, yeah. He says, you cannot get a piece of meat. Hashem writes in the Torah, Lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi. You cannot slaughter the sheep if you own chametz any place in the world. Pesach Sheni, on the table with you. On the table in the same plate. Not on the table. In the same plate you can have the matzah, and you can have the bagel next to the matzah. I said, do me a favor, just put the matzah in your mouth with the mouth and the piece of meat, and while you have it in the meat, in the mouth, just swallow it, put the bagel inside. Put the bagel, what is this? So he said, how come? All the other halachos are the same. Slaughter it, roast it, have matzah and maror. Don't break a bone. Same. Yochol chukat ha-pesach v'fatoh. He said, you have to do the same thing. I said, chametz ba'achilato. Chametz imo ba'achilato. Very, very strange thing. Very, very strange holiday. We have also, one of the Chachamim said, the longest mitzvah that we have is Omer. Svirat HaOmer. Every night we say Bracha for 49 days. Svirat HaOmer. What is Svirat HaOmer? What is Svirat HaOmer? I said, listen, on the second day of Pesach, they brought to Beit HaMikdash some barley. Hashem said barley. So, they brought the barley. And Hashem said, okay, now, Usfartem Lachem Mochorat HaShabbat. Count after the Shabbat. Chachamim said, no, really, it doesn't mean Shabbat. It means the first day. Excuse me. Says the Gemara, says the Rambam, you know what happened? The reform movement started in second Beit HaMikdash. They took the Chumash and says, start counting after Shabbat. I says, when do we start counting? We start counting the night after the first day of Pesach. But the Torah doesn't say it. Torah doesn't say after the holiday. Torah says after Shabbat. So the reform movement said, listen, every time we start Sfirat HaOmer, on Shabbat, Chol HaMoed of Pesach. Hashem said, count after Shabbat. Hashem did not say, count after the first day of Pesach. If Hashem would have wanted, Hashem would have said clearly, "Usvatem lachem imochorat hachag." Why did Hashem say Shabbat? So the Reform movement said, "No, we don't count after the first night of Pesach. That's what we did this year. Motzei Shabbat. I mean, for them, this year would be the same thing because Shabbat was the first day of Pesach. But in case the first day of Pesach comes on Sunday, cannot come on Monday. Tuesday cannot come on Wednesday. According to the Jewish calendar, cannot come." So, when is Pesach? Pesach doesn't matter. When is the Shabbat in the holiday of Pesach? The Reform movement, the Tzedukim, the Gemara says Tzedukim. The Rambam curses them. He says they destroy Am Israel. This is what they say. They say you don't count on this, the night after the first night after the Leil HaSeder. When the Shabbat is about. So the question is, They have a point. How come Hashem wrote after Shabbat? Well, Chachamim said, the Pushim said, no. Hashem meant the first day of Pesach. I says, excuse me. The Reform movement asked it. I says, why Hashem did not write, Usfartem lachem imochorat hachag? Start counting after the holiday, after the first day of the holiday. Why Hashem said Shabbat? I said, well, Moshe Rabbeinu told us. Over here, Shabbat means a holiday. I said, okay, can you tell us why? I said, did you come to Englewood to listen? Okay, so maybe we'll find out tonight. Anyway, it was a big machloket. I'm blessed. All this looking. I said, what's the matter with you? I said, well, we read the text. Okay, fine. But the Torah doesn't say, Asher Yisrael Tzvanu al Sfirat Omer. It doesn't say in the Torah. The Torah says, count the day after Shabbat. Okay, came Chachamim and said, Asher Yisrael Tzvanu al Sfirat Omer. I said, okay. How many today? Today, 33 days for the Omer. Okay, fine. I said, excuse me. Ayom, Shoshosh Shemim LaOmer. I said, what's Omer? Omer, let me explain to you what Omer is. Omer is, we sacrifice some barley in Bet HaMikdash on the second day of Pesach. So now, you're counting what? You're counting backwards. Since when people count backwards? You always count forward, not backwards. Especially the Chinuch. Rishonim say the reason for the counting is that we're getting closer to Shavuot, to Chag Matan Torah, we prepare ourselves. Or say, Ayom, Yom Echad, Lifnei, Mitkadmin B'Chag HaShavuot. Or you should start opposite, start Ayom 49, and count every day one less if you want. What the Omer has to do with the counting? But Omer is a nice thing. Hashem said, go bring Omer to Bet HaMikdash, I did. Fine. Then I said, okay, you know what? From now on, you have to count. You have to count 49 days, and every day you count. Chachamim says, counting what? He says, count Omer. What count Omer has to do with anything? Hashem wants me to count. Okay. Satan and Machim Bechorat Shabbat, Bechorat Shabbat, Sheva Shabbatot Motiyena. Hashem wants me to count. I don't know why. Doesn't matter why. That doesn't make sense. Count backward. Why don't you count to Sukkot? Why don't you count 6 months before? What has to do with this? Hashem wants you to count. I count. Yom Echad, Yom Shnei, Yom Shlosha, Yom Arba Yamim. Gemara says, Zav, somebody has a special sickness, he has to count 7 days. So what he says? He counts Omer. He doesn't count. He says, Yom Echad, Yom Shnei, Yom Shlosha, Yom Yamim. What has to do with Omer? Count Omer. Now when the Torah talks about Omer next week, this is by the way next week. Parashat Yomor, the Torah talks about Omer, the Torah says, Aviv Kalui Geres Karmel. So what do you have to do? Well, you have to go and harvest barley. And then they threshed, grounded it, threshed it, go to the Bet HaMikdash. It has to be Aviv. Aviv means springtime. Kalui. You have to roast it. Girls come here. And then you go and you grind it and you take a little bit from it, you put it on the altar. This is Korban HaOmer. The Torah says Aviv. What Aviv? What has to do Aviv? What do you have to say Aviv? The first time we find the word Aviv in the Torah is Makat Barad. In Egypt, a month about we came out of Egypt, Hashem brought hail down. The Torah describes what happened. This is the hail, big pieces of hail came down. And the hail broke everything. And the Torah says, you know what? The hail broke the barley. And the Torah says, you know why? Because ki asora aviv. The barley is aviv. See what it means? You know, barley is aviv. Barley is aviv. Barley is aviv. Well, barley is aviv. Why aviv is doing anything? So you tell me about the hail. You know what the hail is? The hail broke. I couldn't care less. What does it mean? The hail broke the barley because the barley is aviv. So the Gemara tells us that the way the Torah explained to us, the Torah tells us you should know Esh mitlakacha betocha barad. Hashem made a special thing. It was very big pieces of hail, and inside the hail was fire. So the hail came down and broke, and then the hail got broken itself, and fire came inside the hail. Says the Gemara, hail inside the fire? It's just opposite. How can it be? Ice with fire? The Gemara says, no. They made peace between themselves to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Who needs to do it? Anyway, why Hashem made it this way? Who needs? Hashem wants to make a fire? Hashem sent the fire from Shamayim. Hashem wants to have hail? Hail! Hail from Shamayim. No, everybody who, in America, every place you go, how's the weather? What's the weather? How's the weather? What's the nice weather? Not nice weather. Nice weather. So, how come this year, where is listen, the winter is still winter. Still winter. Still winter. We're not going to have spring this year. From the winter, we'll go straight to the summer. And of course, Mother Nature, Uncle Nature, what's behind it? Says the Gemara, when Noah sent the crow out of the Teva, so he get out of the Teva, the crow said to Noah, Mister, you know what's going to happen to me? This was the winter time, according to one Chacham. One Chacham was Iyar, this one. I says, you know what happened to me? He says, Sarshel Tzina, Ilgaini. Says the Gemara, says the Torah like this, you should know. The weather, like anything else, runs by angels. You see, what happened? It says a front cold is coming from Canada. It's not coming from Canada. There's an angel that brings it from Canada. I says the weather is not because this. The weather runs by angels. South China. There's an angel that is responsible for the snow, for the rain, for the cold weather. There's an angel that is responsible for the heat wave. A heat wave. Sharaf. Hum. Oh, what happened? In the morning we had like this, at night we had like this. What is this? What? Nothing. It's angels. There is no angel for spring. Spring means a coalition. Government coalition. What does it mean? They compromise with each other. The two angels, they get together. That's called spring. Usually, it's like a fight between them. Usually. It's disagreement, we don't call it a fight. That's why sometimes, in the winter time, you have hot weather, and sometimes in the summer time, you have cold weather. So, what happened? What happened? It's supposed to be now 80 degrees. It's 60. What happened? Mother Nature. No, Mother Nature. It has to do with decisions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when should be cold, when should be hot. What's the secret behind it? The Zohar says. I'll tell you what the Zohar says. The Zohar says there's two kinds of Gehenom. Chas Shalom, somebody has to enjoy himself in Gehenom. The Zohar said, you should know, there are two of them. There's one Gehenom fire, one Gehenom ice. Says the Zohar. It's a Gemara. For mitzvot lo ta'aseh, if somebody did something he's not supposed to do, he's going to go to the Gehenom of fire. If somebody doesn't do what he's supposed to do for mitzvot ta'aseh, he goes to the ice. So that's how the weather is. Now you understand what the weather is running. It all depends. The Gemara says, Hakol b'shvil Yisrael. I says the whole weather is because of Am Yisrael. He says it's too cold today. You know it's too cold today? Because people did not put tefillin today. People did not study to the Torah today. Less lack of mitzvot aseh is Gehenom of ice. That's why the weather is so cold. I don't know if you know or not. Last week in Eretz Yisrael, ice cold, windy. If you can watch kotelive.com, we have it in our shul. If you come to our shul in Great Neck, we have 65-inch, what we call in America, television. But only one thing, kotelive. So see, you want into the shul, that's what you see. And what did I say? Just last week you saw nobody at a kotel. Windy, cold, ice. Last week, what happened? Lack of is what I say. Since the Zohar is cold weather. Too hot, too many sins. Catch 21. You don't know why people do more sins in the summertime. But that's the secret of the weather. Before the Mabul, was no such thing winter, summer. It was 70 degrees all the time. All the time. It was no winter. After the Mabul, Kaitz, Vachorev, Loyesh Botu. Then the Sforno said, before the Mabul, the world was turning straight, turning like this. Now it's like this. And that's why we have different weather. But this came from the sins of Doha Mabul. Before the generation of the Mabul was no winter, was no summer. Hashem doesn't need to give you winter, doesn't need to give you summer. If you ever went to South Africa, there's no winter over there, no summer over there. 70 degrees all the time, almost all the time. Only rains at night, usually during the day, that doesn't rain over there in South Africa. But this is what Hashem made. Hashem did not make it. This is going to be winter, a few months, summer. Why Hashem could not make it? In the desert, you see Hashem made it. In the desert was a cloud, the whole time was 70 degrees, 40 years, 70 degrees. No summer, no winter. Doesn't matter what else. Because that's called compromise, that's called coalition, that's called peace. Oseh shalom im romav. Ve'aseh shalom aleinu. What do you mean? What kavanah ve'aseh shalom im romav? Between fire and water upstairs, there will be peace. So between judgment and kindness, says the Torah. So here comes the Torah, and the Torah tells you, let me tell you, the first time it says in the Torah, Aviv, is in Makat Barad, when the hail came down. Hashem wanted to show something. He said, let me tell you, I'm going to make hail inside be a fire. Doesn't make sense. Cannot be. So let me tell you something, you don't understand. Why cannot be? Because the scientist said, because the hail runs by one angel and the fire runs by another angel. Usually, they're not together. Or say shalom imolav. I say shalom alim. It says now, in Egypt, it says the angel that's responsible for the hail and the angel that's responsible for fire made peace. I'm going to show you a new product. What is this? Hail inside fire. And this is called Aviv. And this is what it tells you. The hail came down, it broke the barley. Because Aviv, when you mean Aviv, Aviv is compromise. I mean, it means it's no judgment. It's mercy. It's called Tiferet. It's not too kind. It's not too merciful. It's in too judgment. I'm sorry. It's mercy. It's in between. It's called Aviv. Shamo ot chodesh Aviv. That's what people say. Listen, I want to explain to you something. You know, he came out of Egypt. I tell you what. What do you think? The weather? Nah. It says, why did you have such a gorgeous weather when you came out of Egypt? That's what you have to remember. Because you should know, I took you out, then that all the angels upstairs got together, is not fight upstairs. It means there's no war upstairs, it means there's no war downstairs. And since that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu told us, remember Aviv, what Aviv, what is Aviv business? It says, look, Parashat Vayera, it says Aviv. It says Aviv, what is this? Aviv reminds you on the hail. So what is the hail? The hail was hail with fire. What does it mean? It means compromising. It means mercy. It means all the angels are together. By the way, the Zohar says Shabbat is like this. Shabbat, so it says Shabbat Shalom. Why it says Shabbat Shalom? Of course, because it says Shalom during the week. No. The Zohar says, no, you don't understand. Shabbat Shalom means upstairs is Shalom. What does it mean, says the Zohar? It says on Shabbat, all the bad entities are very peaceful with everybody. The Gemara says the Gehenom doesn't work on Shabbat. People get out of Gehenom on Shabbat. There's no fire on Shabbat in Gehenom. Sambatron is the river with the 10 tribes behind it that throws stones and hot sand. Doesn't do it on Shabbat. Because it's called Shabbat Shalom. I said, all the entities are together Shabbat. That's the power of Shabbat. It's not about Shabbat. It's the Zohar. You're not allowed to be upset on Shabbat. Because Shabbat, everybody is happy on Shabbat. You have to be happy on Shabbat. You can't give bad news to somebody on Shabbat, said Shulchan Aruch. Because you got to be happy. Because everything is the harmony. Everything is coalition. Everything is together. It's called Shabbat Shalom. Ustartem lachem imochorat ha-Shabbat. That's what Hashem said. It's Hashem wrote in the Torah, start counting after Shabbat. It's not after Shabbat, it's after holiday. What do you mean after Shabbat? You don't understand. You know what Pesach is? You know what Pesach is? Aviv. What Aviv is? Means Shabbat. Means like Shabbat, Shalom. It says that you have to start counting. So what do you mean I start counting? Hashem told you, listen, what I want you is to count. Kim Chaim said, you don't understand what you count. I tell you what you count. The Omer. You count Omer. She said, what Omer has to do with anything? Let me tell you something. Aviv Kalui Gers Kamed. I said, the Torah tells you, no, what Omer is all about is to make peace between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Omer. I says, ring the bell, Aviv. I says, go back to Egypt. In Egypt, you know what it says Aviv? It says Aviv where? On the harmony of the angels. The angels that are responsible for fire. The angels responsible for hail. This is Gehenom and Gan Eden. It says they made peace between themselves. It says the whole Sfirat HaOmer is that Hashem wants us to understand the whole thing, spring. The whole Jewish calendar runs on the spring. It says, what difference does it make? Because he came out of Egypt, it was a springtime. Who cares? The main thing, I came out of Egypt. He says, no, you don't understand. It's not you coming out of Egypt. You came out of Egypt. You know why you came out of Egypt? It's because in Shamaim, all the angels got together and they agreed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so called, and told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, let them go. Exodus. And Hashem wants you to remember it. Therefore, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died Sfirat HaOmer. Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died now. This is 24,000. As we have Omer. People died now. Why they died now? Why they died now? They have to do it now. And Omer, they have to do it in Omer. Yeah, you don't understand. They weren't friendly with each other. You know, friendly with each other. In Omer, you don't understand what Omer is all about. I tell you, Omer, you know what Omer is? It's Omer Aviv. The Torah tells you when you bring the Omer has to be Aviv. So why has to be Omer Aviv? Because Aviv means something else. Aviv means the hail. The first time it says Aviv is the hail. It means what's the harmony of the bad angels with the good angels. It says, you are students of Akiva, 24,000. What does it mean? You don't get along with each other, with everybody. This is the time to get along. Says the whole Omer is to get along with each other. So he doesn't get along with this rabbi. Yeah, so listen, you don't understand. It's the opposite of the Omer. The Omer means harmony. You know harmony. That's why they died in Omer. Otherwise they could have died any other place, any other time. Why did they die in Omer? Because Omer means harmony. That's called spring. That's called Aviv. That's what's the Torah. Pesach Sheni. So that's the whole purpose of Pesach. The whole purpose of Pesach, Hashem said, Pesach must be on springtime. You know what it means? It means Hashem gives us a time. That's Chachamim said, this is that Mashiach would come, has to come on Pesach. Why? Because that's the time of all the angels get together. The Torah says, Sotan Remorat HaShabbat. Because the night of Pesach is like Shabbat. Doesn't matter if it falls on Shabbat, doesn't fall on Shabbat. So people came to Moshe. This was Pesach Sheni. He came to Moshe and said, Moshe. He said, yeah. He said, we cannot participate. So, listen, you don't understand Moshe. This is the holiday of harmony. This is the holiday of peace. And Hashem told us in the Torah, Shamor et Chodesh Aviv. You must keep this. This. We don't have a chance for this. We cannot participate in the Korban Pesach. Moshe said, you know what? You have a point. It's not like any other holiday. Because this is the holiday that runs the whole calendar. And this is the holiday of spring. This is the holiday of the harmony. This is the holiday of the Omer. Let me ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hu tells Moshe, you want to know something? I'll give you another date. So what's the date? You know what's the date? Sunday. You know what's the date? Sunday. Sunday starts Sfirat Hod. It's called Chesed Shebehod. This is The first week of Omer is Chesed, is Abraham. Second week of Omer is Yitzchak. Third week of Omer is Yaakov. Now, it's the fourth week is Netzach, is Moshe. Sunday, this is the Yudal Beyar every year. Pesach Sheni falls on the first day of Aaron HaKohen. Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. That's what Hashem said. Ah, that's what you want Pesach? Why you want Pesach? You miss the date? Big deal, so. Because you don't understand. Pesach means harmony. Pesach means Aviv. That's why Hashem said, watch the Aviv. The whole calendar runs on it. I said, listen, you want another date? Hashem said to Moshe, listen, exactly 30 days later. He says, what has to be exactly 30 days? No, it's not the 30 days. It's what's going to happen is that day that you're going to count. This is what number is that day? What number are you going to have that day? This is the number of Sfirat Hod. This is the 29th day of Omer that we're going to count Moshe Shabbat. He said, what is it all about? This is called the Sfirah of Aaron HaKohen, Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. And he says, you got it. Now this is going to be for you. He says, you know what? You can have Chametz. Chametz is the opposite of matzah, huh? I said, you can have chametz and matzah together. Chas shalom. I said, Pesach Shini, chametz and matzah. You can have it on the table. You bake it in lux together with the matzah. I said, it's Pesach for you. It's true for me for Pesach. But you can have chametz because it's peace. There's no fight. Because chametz resembles so-called the bad entities. And matzah resembles the good entities. That's why we now have to have chametz on Pesach. I said, come Pesach Shini. I said, doesn't matter. This is Aharon HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen, the Prophet Aaron HaKohen, he said, you do to come on Pesach, Pesach Sheni, with the Chametz in the house, with the Chametz on your plate, it doesn't matter. Because the main thing is Ohev Shalom, Ohev Shalom. And Navi, Sefer Yamim, describes Aaron as Kodesh Kodashim, the only person ever being described as the holiest of the holiest. We do know there's a place that's called the holiest of the holiest, Beit HaMikdash. But a person should be called and described the holiest of the holiest, Aharon Kodesh Kodesh. In a sentence, Ezra Nehemiah wrote a book called Divrei Hayamim. It's the last book of the Tanakh. It says, when they describe the people, it says, Aharon HaKohen Kodesh Kodeshim. Aharon Kodesh Kodesh. How about Moshe? Kodesh Kodesh. Abraham? No. Yitzchak? No. Yaakov? No. Nobody. Aharon Kodesh Kodesh. Why? Because Aharon HaKohen, that's what his job was. He made, the Gemara says, he made 60,000 shalom bites in the desert. Ohev shalom, Rodev shalom. This is why, because that's what the Torah tells you. The hail. The purpose of this world is to make peace. That's the purpose. I said, that's Sirat Omer. I said, Omer. Hashem said, it's not Sirat Omer. Why are you counting the Omer? I said, you're getting up to Shavuot. He said, you don't understand. It's not Shavuot. It's the Omer. What's Omer? Omer is Aviv. What's Aviv? Aviv means peace. It's not nice weather outside. 7 degrees, you know what it means? That now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? The angel responsible for the cold weather, the angel responsible for the hot weather, the compromise. Oh my God, 70 degrees, that's what it means. So how come tomorrow again 70 degrees? How come we didn't have 2 days ago? Spring already was already. Windy, cold, hail, snow. Last week was snow in Muncie. Who has such a thing? Snow? Yeah, Sarshad Sina says the crow told you to Noah. I know the weather, I know the weather. You send me out of the steva, soon I'm going to freeze to death. He says, why? Well, why you freeze to death? Because it's the Mabul time. What's Mabul time? Mabul time means time of judgment. Time of judgment says, who is in charge? Is in charge this guy, this angel? He says, who knows what's going to do to me? He says, I'm going to freeze to death. It either was Cheshvan or it was Iyar. Here, look, this here Iyar, cold in Iyar. Cheshvan for sure it's cold. He says, I'm going to freeze to death. He says, what are you talking about? He says, he told Noach, he says, I know, it's time of judgment. It's going to be a frozen winter. We have a lot of snow. Who knows what's going to happen? It's because lack of mitzvot aseh. That's what the Zohar says. So that's why a person has to work, do more mitzvot, that changes the weather. That's responsible. That's called the Omer. That's called Sfirat Omer. It's not I count Omer. Hashem doesn't need us to count Omer. Hashem knows how many days today. Is today 20 days to the Omer or 40 days? Who cares how many days? Hashem needs me. No, you always have to count Omer. That's the reason because the Sfirat Omer is the Me'adin Berachamim. Hashem wants to see us how friendly, how nice we are to each other and forgive and wave things, the Mishnah comes from
Rav
Nachman.